continuing our general Judaic journey. We will take a break from going through Shas to discuss a timely issue, and that is today. The 14th day of Iyar is called Pesach Sheni, second Pesach. Why is today called Pesach Sheni? So the Psukim in Parshas Baloscha, which we will read in 1 month's time, the beginning of Perek Tes in Bamidbar, discusses the fact that there were Jews in the Midbar that could not bring the Korban Pesach because they were impure, they were Tamei. Why were they Tamei? We'll discuss that in a minute. Now, come along these Jews, and they say to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, there's a mitzvah Korban Pesach, and we're losing out. Lama Nigara, why should we lose out? We also want to bring the Korban Pesach. But your tummy. But Lama Nigara, we also want it. We want more. We want more connection to Hashem. We want another mitzvah. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, well, I'll get back to you. And Moshe turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, perhaps because of their great desire to do the mitzvah, Rashi tells us because of their great desire to do the mitzvah is brought about through them. There are perhaps some who want to say that because of their great desire was created a new parsha in the Torah. That's not exactly what Rashi says. The parsha Pesach Sheni, because these Jews wanted more. Lama Nigara, we don't want to lose out. We want more. More connection to Hashem. Another year of learning Torah and Eretz Yisrael. Fantastic! Now Rav Nemzal points out that who were these Tamei people? So there are three opinions. Either they were tummy because they were carrying the bones of Yosef. Wow, what a schus! What a privilege, carry the bones of Yosef. Or they were tummy because they were carrying Nadav Aviv, the two sons of Aaron HaKohen that we read about in last week's parasha, who died on the day of the dedication of the Mishkan. Wow, what a schus, carrying Nadav Aviv, the two sons of Aaron. Or it was a mace mitzvah, discussed in the Gemara, in Megillah Daf Gimel, the count of Mace Mitzvah is no one to bury the person. There's a tremendous, tremendous mitzvah to go bury someone who has no people to bury that person. So points out Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nemzal. Here you have people involved in a tremendous mitzvah. Each one of these things is huge. Mace Mitzvah, carrying the bones of Yosef, carrying Nadav Aviv. But it's not enough. They want more. They want more. They want an opportunity to bring the Korban Pesach. And the Gosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I will give you the opportunity to bring the Korban Pesach. We'll have something called Pesach Sheni for those who were impure and not able to bring the Pesach Rishon. They can bring a Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni teaches us about second chances. It teaches us that we should always strive for more Ruchnius. Another year of learning Torah and Eretz Yisrael. Another mitzvah. Another perek. Another tefillah. More chesed. More Torah. More connection. And hopefully, we will take the lesson of Pesach Sheni and use it to be inspired to connect more to Hashem and put more bullets into the soldiers' guns.